H.O.
What up?
We must be back with a new season, man. 1100 a.m.
That right. That
and
right.
We got Tiff, Hand in the building, H.O. and
what
Coach. You now about to witness the strength of Sports Talk Radio.
Lego.
I can read your mind, you know it's that time.
Hold up.
Boy, I'm so fly, I feel like Brent Grimes. About to kill the whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in. Never stall in. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the King fam. Woo. Been bowling since Space Jam. New logo like the LA Rams. SRT next up. Big dog picks Devin Hester. And that's the word on the street. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real talk, canine, I know what I mean. We causing the scene. SRT got what you want every week.
I ain't gonna say it.
What up? It's Sports Roundtable, live from the SRT studios overlooking Atlantic Station in Atlanta. We are back in the building. Happy post-Independence Day. Hope you enjoyed your 4th of July, all barbecued up, baked beans and all those things. Feels funny when it's in the middle of the week or at the beginning of the week. Then you got to go back to work. At least for some of us, we did. Those who are taking the day off after feeding your face, congratulations, and I'm jealous. But thanks for tuning in to the hottest sports talk radio show on radio. Thanks for giving us 2 hours of your day. It's each and every Wednesday from 7 to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shout out to the Worldwide Radio Network. Shout out to our folks in Pennsylvania. Shout out to the loyal listeners, and shout out to, of course, our hometown, the ATL folks. And if your first time listening to the show, shame on you, but we do appreciate it. I'm pretty sure we got a lot of people tuning in today, as we got a hot show. As they say in the street, we have a banger. This will be a banger tonight, so please check it out. Once again, if this is your first time listening to the show, you don't know who we are. So let's start off with, I am your humble host, H.O. from
Westside, Bankhead. It won't fall.
You already know, throwing the Westside thing up. And I am your humble host from Bankhead, as we are continuing the movement of Sports Roundtable. If you want to join the show, please give us a call, 404-603-8770. And my co-host sitting to the left, he must be ready for football season because he has his Dallas Cowboys hat on today. He's from Memphis, Tennessee, all the way from Memphis, where they say they got the best barbecue in the world. I'm sure the 4th of July was turned up in Memphis. My main man, the sports superhero, Hancock.
What's up, big homie?
What's happening, man?
What up, crew?
What's happening?
How about them Cowboys? What's good, baby? What up, G?
Excellent hat selection,
Hancock. And you know this, my man G in the car with me. We rolling, baby.
I see.
What's
I
good,
see.
Big money?
Man, ain't that everything good?
I heard
everything
that.
Everything good, everything
good. How many of those slabs you take care of?
Actually, I just had one bone.
One
for the whole
bone?
Weekend. Yes, one bone.
I heard that.
That's it. So, a lot of vegetables, a lot of greenery.
Hey,
that's collard greens and green beans.
I did a few
had
reels.
To make sure I correct that.
Clarify.
Did a few reels for the folks, and you know, I don't eat that, but
right.
You know, I put some crab legs on the grill, some
yeah.
shrimp.
There you go.
You know, some things like that. So, we had a good time.
Had a good time.
It was all good.
Okay, my man. Ready, I see your Lakers making moves.
Yeah, we doing some things. So.
Yeah, and Cowboys linebackers getting arrested.
Well, you know, you got to keep it gangster. Keep it 100, baby.
And, of course, my co-host sitting to the right of me, he flaunts his 4 rings each and every week out of 8 seasons. He is the number one guy in the gump. So if you're ever there, just holler. My main man, D. Will, the coach.
What's happening there? What up, crew?
What up?
What up, Weezy?
What up, ATL?
You got the fan blowing right on you.
Feel good, too, boy. It's hot outside, man.
It is hot. Truly hot. Everything good, though, Weezy?
I am awesome, brother. Let's talk some sports.
Let's talk some sports.
Oh, hold on. I gotta hate on somebody real quick.
Okay.
Y'all know I'm pretty good at that. Samsung Galaxy S8. Whoever in this world decided that they wanted to hack my phone and send me into shambles, congratulations, it worked.
What?
Did me in.
Wow.
Somebody did me in. Shut down my data, contacts, all my apps for a whole week since last Tuesday. Remember, you was getting the messages from me saying, I'm not getting these, whatever y'all send it. You know?
Yeah. Man.
And he shut me down, man. But I'm back.
Back.
I'm back.
There you go. And of course, the man behind the glass who's dropping them beats. So please make sure you check out the beats throughout the show. My main man, and we call him G Money.
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am.
G, everything good?
Yep.
There it is. My main man, G Money. Expect to hear from him later on in the show as he gives his extra credit. And the phone number, once again, if you want to contact the show, get something off your chest, or just call and holler at us, 404-603-8770. Before we keep moving, I'm going to dedicate this show to my mother, who got away from us and has her wings a year ago. And I want to tell her happy birthday. So we're going to shine for her today, a.k.a. Mama Joe. No one cooks it like you cook, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know it.
So we're going to make sure we rock and roll with it for that reason. Hot news coming up. SRT Fun Bag is going to be fun. Tonight, we will do fill in the blank. And that'll come up around 7:30. And you, big dummy. By my main man, D. Will, coming up around 7:45. G's Extra Credit will start off the second half of the show around 8:04. Then we're going to jump into some NBA talks and all the news that's going on. We're going to have some discussion and all of that and more. So, G, with that being said, let's get into this hot news.
Blazing. Hot, hot, hot. Scorching. Red hot.
This is why I'm hot.
It's the Sports Roundtable Hot News.
Yes, sir. Mama Joe would love this, baby. You already know the hot news sponsored by the Big Easy Grill. If you're looking for the best New Orleans seafood in town, please go over to our friends at the Big Easy Grill, 1193 Collier Road, Atlanta, Georgia. The best shrimp in town, and it is verified. I promise you. Go to BigEasyGrill.com to check out the menu. And let's go ahead and get right into the hot news. If you haven't heard by now, Mr. Gordon Hayward, formerly of the Utah Jazz, has finally made a decision, fellas. He was going back, and he was going forward, and he was going back, and he was going, well, finally, late last night, he decided to sign a four-year deal, $128 million. Once again, let me say it again. Four-year deal, $128 million. He signs with the Boston Celtics. Your thoughts on that, Hancock, him signing with the Celtics. Before you go, if you've been listening to the Sports Roundtable, we had already pretty much notched this one in the book. We had been talking about this for a year now, and it's finally happened. So, out of that $128 million, throw us a bone.
Well, $128 million, you need to throw a few bones.
Throw a few bones, exactly, yeah. Because we predicted this long, long time ago.
Yeah.
But anyway, Han, Hayward signs with Boston. Your thoughts on it? Are they the favorite to win it in the East? Or is this paper champions for now?
I still don't think the team is quite there yet. I mean, I like the Hayward signing, but is he ready to be the lead guy? Is he going to clash with, you know, Isaiah Thomas? Is, you know, are you going to say, okay, Isaiah, you got to give up some of your offense and let him go? Or where does your guy from Duke play? I mean, I don't know. There are a lot of pieces in there that are the same. They can't be through. Because you look at what they have on the roster with Marcus
Smart
and your other boy, what's number 99?
Crowder.
Jay Crowder.
I mean, you look at all these guys, they're kind of interchangeable. And I'm not sure that they're built enough to really compete with Cleveland. And LeBron is just an X factor anyway. I mean, the Celtics had to do something. They traded their number one pick. It didn't get Fultz. You know, they didn't get Paul George because it wouldn't come off the picks. So they had to save face and do something. But I'm not sure what they did, especially by taking the guy from Duke. I just don't understand, man. What are you going to stunt his development? You understand what I'm saying? I mean, he needs to play.
It's a good question.
So, I mean, you brought in now Gordon Haywood. They can't play together. Neither one of them's a four. You're not going to play him at the two. Are you going to play Haywood at the two? You can't. So what do you do with Avery Bradley? I mean, there's just so many questions. I don't think the answer is there. There are more questions now. So, I mean, you're getting got good players, but
right.
You can have all the – some meals don't go together. I can't put watermelon in there when I got, you know, another type of food or whatever. It just doesn't mesh.
Right.
You know what I mean? Collard greens and cornbread go together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, some food just don't match, and I'm not sure that food is together.
I feel – D-Will, your thoughts on – we talked about this earlier. And you mentioned Jason Tatum in the summer league looked good. He's very polished offensively. Hancock just mentioned about stunning his growth. He is a true 3'6", 8", long arms, 7'2" wingspan. Your thoughts on Boston and them signing Haywood?
Not only could he stunt the growth of Jason Tatum, but he can also stunt the growth of Jaylen Brown.
Him too.
Exactly. They all play the same position. Basically, they're all wing players. So I understand you got to have depth. Depth looks good on paper. But can you really allot those minutes and those roles to what you need to be for a team? Because we're talking young players. Jaylen Brown, second-year player. And we're talking about a rookie in Jason Tatum. So we don't know what they can do or what they can be. So that's asking a lot. But on the level of Gordon Haywood, I love his game. He looks great. He's an all-star. He should be a two-time all-star because he should have made it the year prior to that. But is he a number one? Because like we said earlier, in a series with Cleveland still has three of the best five players and two of the best players on the court at all times. Nobody that Boston can put out there is better than LeBron James and Kyrie Irving. And then once we start going down the line, a lot of them not better than Kevin Love. Okay, so you got to. I'm still not buying them as, even though they won the East last year, but they got drugged 4-1 in the finals. So I'm still not buying them with the Gordon Haywood, with the Jason Tatum. These are young guys. I'm not expecting them to be able to carry them and be able to go through a deep playoff run and think about beating Cleveland with the experience they have. Because Gordon Haywood ain't got no experience. He's never done anything. So I'm just not buying it.
IG.
He wasn't even buying or selling no one.
Well, I mean, you still sell it.
I sold.
Basically, you saying they look good on paper.
On paper.
Yeah. G, your thoughts on the infamous Boston?
It's a nice move because they get a guy who can get his own shot, possibly. And if there was going to be an issue as far as Isaiah Thomas may not be, is it going to stunt his offense or whatever, then I don't think he would have been in the pitch meeting. But this is just another move towards their ultimate goal. I believe their ultimate goal is to get Anthony Davis. That's who they really want. And there's going to be of course, they're not done. You said there are some moves that had to be made. They renounced the rights to Kelly Olynyk, so he's an unrestricted free agent. The Hawks are interested. Jonas Jerebko, Gerald Green are probably going to be waived or cut, or their contracts won't be renewed. Jordan Mickey, Demetrius Jackson may be traded, and they also need to possibly move Jay Crowder, Terry Rozier, and or Marcus Smart just to get the salary together to pay Gordon Haywood. So I think with Jason Tatum, he's gonna come off the bench. He may be their sixth or seventh man to start off with, and they'll fill out the rest of the roster with just some dudes. But it's a step in the right direction, but keep in mind, they want Anthony Davis. That'll probably happen within the next 2 years.
Okay. As a number three pick, and this is just throwing this out, number three pick probably, arguably has the most talent in the top five. to be drafted number three and to say you have to come off the bench behind Gordon Hayward, how does that feel? I mean,
you got to look at Hayward being established, but the problem would be he's coming to the team just like he's coming to the team. You see, if Hayward was already there and the established person, then you kind of take it a little bit. You say, okay, I'll go and I'll
learn. Right.
But basically, they're both coming in new people to the system.
Exactly.
So I know he's looking at like, what does he have over me?
Right.
You can see the confidence. He said that he's the most polished player in the draft when they interviewed him. Said he could score regardless. He already know he can play in this league. So Tatum is not lacking for confidence. We've already seen that. So, and I like that about him. We'll see what happens.
All right. The other news locally, Paul Millsap leaves Atlanta, goes to Denver, signs a 3-year deal, $90 million. The brunt of that was that the Hawks never offered him a contract. So we've had many discussions about will he get the max out, would you pay him, would you do this, would you do that. I thought it was a slap in the face not to even offer him a contract or not to say anything or to just say, look, we're moving into another direction. Go ahead and sign with whoever offers you or whatever the case may be. Maybe that was said, but it hadn't come out. So we're only going by what we know. And so he's gone. I guess the Hawks did get a three-way trade done to get a draft pick from the Clippers that is top three protected or something of that nature. So in that case, the Hawks will have 5 first-round picks in the next 2 years, possibly. Depends on how the season shapes out next year. So, Han, your thoughts on Millsap being gone and to Denver?
They're about 2 years too late. They should have broke this thing up 2 years ago when you found out you really couldn't compete for a championship. And that's been my whole thing the whole time. If you're putting a team out there just to put a team out there to say, okay, I want my fans to come out and we're going to put out a product that, you know, we're going to be average or, you know, we're going to make the playoffs or whatever, that's fine if that's where you want to be. But to me, you cannot be in the championship business when you sign people like Paul Millsap for the max if you don't have other quality players around him. So I thought that was a good deal not to give him that kind of money. The Jeff Teagues, the same way. Al Horford kind of left you in the lurch because, he just decided to go.
Right.
But, you know, looking back, even at the Joe Johnson contract, we've had a history here of paying people that are not max players, honestly. As this team is constructed, they're not max. So I like that they're going this way because you had a conference final team about 3 years ago. And from that team, you basically don't have any of them, and you have nothing by them not being here anymore. That's why I say you have to get them out of here when they had value. And I think they waited too long. But, hey, at least, like you said, they're stockpiling some assets, which are some picks. Now, where those picks fall, that's going to be the thing. Are they going to fall within the top 8, the top 7, top 5, somewhere in there where you're getting a quality player and not that, okay, he's a lottery pick, but he basically could be a late-round, first-round pick because he's not really a franchise change.
Right.
So, you know, you're kind of playing a little game there, but at least, like you said, they're stockpiling some assets and moving toward trying to make this roster a championship roster. That's what you need. You need players. And I haven't been so. I didn't like what Schlenk did in the draft this year because I didn't think he got a quality player.
Right.
So that's just me.
All right, D-Will. Millsap moves on to Denver. Your thoughts on Mr. Millsap?
Mr. Millsap's good. He don't care nothing about not getting a contract offered. I don't care. He don't care nothing about what the Hawks talking about. Mr. Millsap just went to Denver and got 3 years, $90 million. That is $30 million a year. He could care less what the Hawks do, say, or think about him. He gone.
You think he'll be moved before the trade deadline somewhere to a contender from Denver? Because they're not going to be in the playoff run.
I don't think at $30 million over the next 3 years, 90 over the next three, you think he cares?
Now, I'm not talking about care, but you think he'll be moved? I'm just asking. I don't think so.
No, because I don't think Paul really cares to be moved unless he's chasing a ring, and he know if he chases a ring, that contract's not going to get.
Maybe in the last year of the contract.
Yeah.
I just think.
But what is he? He's going to be, like, I think he gets what? He's going to get what? 30?
Yeah, 30, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, 30 plus in that third year. Who's going to pick that up? Or somebody going to sign a trade at for, he's going to be what, 38 years old? 37 years 35. Old? 35. He'd be 30. Who's going to take that?
No, but.
Somebody's trying to make a playoff run, what I'm saying.
Could be Cleveland.
Well, like I said, that's 2 years from now, so it's a guess.
No, I don't think next year anybody will, but I think maybe.
Yeah, nobody's going to pick up 3 years.
Second, third year, maybe, you know, somebody trying to make a run or something like that. Then I think that is a possibility, I think. G, your thoughts on Millsap and the Hawks?
Yeah, that's all I got.
I figured. There was a boxing match on ESPN this past weekend. Couldn't believe it. ESPN trying to make up some of that money, I see. But anyway, Pacquiao loses in an upset. And many folks are saying that, how did he lose? D. Will, how did this happen?
Boxing is a total and utter joke. Now here, listen. It wasn't a lot of buildup leading up to this fight. It wasn't like it was crazily marketed unless you just sat on ESPN all day, okay? But here's the thing. You got Manny Pacquiao, one of the biggest names in the last 15 years in boxing, fighting a free fight against a no-name person halfway across the world live on ESPN. You should take that and run with it. Okay, you didn't have boxing analysts analyzing the fight. You had Stephen A. Smith and some regular ESPN Joe analyzing and talking about the fight. During the fight, during the breaks, which didn't go. And then here's the other thing. Manny Pacquiao got robbed. At the end of the ninth, listen, I watched the fight from beginning to end. At the end of the ninth round, ref goes to the corner of Mr. Jeff Horn and says, listen, if you don't show me something, I'm going to stop the fight. He's like, I can't let you take much more punishment. He says that to the man in his face in the corner. The man corner turns and said, champ, you got to show me something. This is going into the 10th round. So you mean to tell me, at the end of this fight, one of the judges had to score 117 to 111. Now, on most people's scorecards, they had Manny Pacquiao in the ninth round with a 10-8 round, even though he didn't knock him down. They still had it at 10-8 because he dominated so bad. And then the other two still, it was a unanimous decision, and they both had it 115-113. If that wasn't the biggest travesty, and that hurt boxing more than it should, because it should have helped boxing by giving away free fights.
That's crazy. Han, you got anything on the Pacquiao? I'm pretty sure.
Until they develop some fighters that people know. Like I keep saying, how we fell in love with boxing through the Olympics in the 70s. Right. And watching fights and got a following. It's not going to happen. Boxing pretty much is dead. I had no desire to watch the fight. I didn't even cut it on.
You was fire
sticking. I did because it was free.
Yeah, I had no desire to even see it. I mean, Joe Horn, he played football, right?
Like, Joe or Jeff?
So, Jeff, he might be a brother.
What's his name?
His name was Jeff Horn, I believe. But
Joe, you know, to Jeff.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I mean, it just doesn't matter right now in boxing, man. I mean,
but he beat your boy up, though, bro. I watched the fight. He beat him up.
They probably could have been frightened outside the front of the house, man. I might have looked out to see if they keep the noise.
See, they're going to start busting.
Yeah, keep the noise down. But it just was not compelling enough for me to see. You know what I mean? It didn't move the needle for me, man.
Yeah.
They're 3-on-3 banging.
Now, you like that?
Oh, it's, yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Oh, you buying now?
Yeah, I'm buying.
Yeah.
Hey, 3-on-3, it's what's up.
Yeah.
All right, the next topic. Maybe we need Sky and him for this one, because this, all the baseball fans, I don't know if you ever, I know I couldn't have imagined this, But last night, Freddie Freeman comes off the disabled list, and he started at third base. This is the first baseman switching positions in the middle of the year to play third base, a position that he hadn't played since high school. My thoughts on it, it looks funny, it felt funny, and with all that being said, the Braves lose 16-4, maybe because all of that just was out of order. Hancock, your thoughts on Freddie Freeman playing third base? This is amazing.
You don't really have to be a big-time athlete to play third base. So, I mean, I think we make a lot out of moving positions a lot. They're pro athletes. At all levels, you see him playing different positions growing up.
Right.
You know, he didn't forget how to take a ground ball. If he can't throw the ball across the infield, I mean, I understand because he is basically all-star caliber first baseman.
Right.
And him moving to third base, okay, you know. But I think they make it a big deal in the pros that a lot of position players, what, we see pitchers, you know, switching and it's all throughout their, you know, amateur careers.
Right.
And they play different positions. Outfielders play whatever. So, I mean.
Did it even look funny, though?
I mean, because of his name. But right. Yeah, if you put a different jersey on it, wouldn't matter.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter.
Exactly. So, how many did he get hit at him last night?
Two.
And how did he make the play?
Banging.
See, that's what I mean. Because third base, you can, you know what I mean.
Right.
It's reaction.
Right.
And you position yourself, you pitch to the positioning of your players.
Right.
And most time, if he's pitching, you know where he's pitching, the ball's going to be pulled or it's going to be hit. That's why you have shifts on certain people or whatever. So he ought to be able to take a ground ball.
Well, I tell you what, if he'd have moved to the outfield, he got plenty of exercise last night as they were leaving the yard, as the Astros hit four home runs. And it was going all the way out last night. So
16 total?
16-4 was the final score. Grand slam in the ninth inning. But anyway, let's move on because those are my boys.
keep hope alive.
Chauncey Billups made an appearance in the Big Three this weekend after turning down the Cavaliers GM job. Your thoughts on why he actually turned it down? D. Will, you can take the first snap at that.
Listen, that is the smartest move anybody he could have ever made. And not because it wouldn't have been a great look and a great job for him. It would have been. You would have been the GM of the Cleveland Cavaliers who nine times out of ten going to compete for another championship next year. But when he sat down and thought about it, one, he's going to have to move his family to Cleveland. That's one. And then two, you have the absolute hardest job in the world. Convincing LeBron James not to leave after next season. I'm sure that's all he thought about. And reports are he never had a conversation with LeBron. He didn't talk to LeBron going through this process. So if your whole job and your whole career depends on re-signing LeBron James in a year, say that doesn't happen. What, you going to quit your job? Now you stuck in Cleveland where you can't get any free agents. You're back in the cellar. You're back a dweller. Now you have, can you say, oh, I'm going to go build something and I'll be the greatest GM ever? Yeah, but who's to say that's going to happen? But that was too tough of a task for Chauncey to be able to take and to take on, knowing he didn't have an automatic I'm coming back from LeBron.
Well, if he didn't talk to LeBron before making the decision, he's a fool. Mm-hmm. Just being honest. Right. You can say what you want to, but the whole franchise goes as LeBron goes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter about David Griffin. It doesn't matter about Peter Griffin, Ty Griffin. Mm-hmm. Andy Griffin, it doesn't matter. It's about LeBron James. And if he didn't get a commitment that LeBron was going to be there, I wouldn't have taken the job either because it's a no-win situation. Nope. You're not going to be able to live up to the standards that LeBron has set.
Nope.
You know, and if after he leaves. Because LeBron probably has 1 year left there. By all accounts, he's on the way to the West. And if that's the case, I wouldn't want to be the lame duck sitting there and my job being questioned and whatever. And I'm a rookie at this job. Mm-hmm. It's not like he's been doing a deputy job under somebody or, you know what I'm saying? He has some relationships.
He's not Schwenk.
Sure. Right, but he hadn't been going getting the donuts or doing anything like that.
Right.
So I would not have put myself in that position either. I thought it was his best move not to do it. You know, sit there on the set and analyze games. That's the best thing you can do.
CTC, yeah. Cut the check, baby.
You already know. G, you got any thoughts on Chance to turn it down this GM job?
It's a lose-lose situation. LeBron's going to leave, and you know how Dan Gilbert has treated his GMs. It doesn't matter if he was a spokesperson for, you know, his company in Detroit.
Right.
I think he's going to get treated the same way the other GMs have been treated. And it says a lot. That says a lot to LeBron and about LeBron that Chauncey wouldn't take this job and would rather play in the Big Three League.
That is it for our hot news Facebook Live. We have the SRT fun bag coming up. And again, the hot news sponsored by the Big Easy Grill, where they got the best shrimp in town, and it is verified. I promise you, I just left there a couple of hours ago. But we're going to take a break, and when we come back, got the SRT fun bag and you big dummy. But my main man, D. Will, you listen to Sports Roundtable and SRTRadio.com.
We'll be back with more Sports Roundtable on the Worldwide Radio Network.
There's a lot going on in the world, and your world is always changing. That's why it's important to stay connected. The latest news, the latest entertainment, the newest music. If it's in the air or on the air, it can be in the palm of your hand, wherever you are, with the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country, and over 15 million songs to create your own custom stations. Text IHR to 45495 to download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com. Standard text and data rates apply.
Dad, I'm really afraid of what's happening with the economy. There's too much civil unrest, too much terrorism, and unstable global markets. I'm tired of riding the ups and downs of the market. It reminds me of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-943-0834. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-943-0834, 800-943-0834.
Sports Roundtable.
Ric Flair or Floyd Mayweather, who has the most swag?
Two things. When you transcend race, and the African Americans get behind you with
woo, woo,
and allegedly you sleep with Halle Berry.
Woo!
Drop the mic.
Only on 1100 AM, the Worldwide Radio Network. SRT Fun Bag, go,
make
back,
up
go.
Your mind. No. Think, since you're thinking, now go on, think. No, is
no.
It fun?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
Absolutely not?
Zero fun, sir.
Oh, funny.
What in the world is in that bag? What you got in that bag?
Are we having fun yet?
SRT Fun Bag, we're back. Sports Roundtable, each and every week, 7 to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are in the building. We're doing the SRT Fun Bag. This week, the SRT Fun Bag is fill in the blank. We're going to have a lot of fun with this. So let me get my disclaimers out. I will ask a question, and you will have to fill in the blank with your answer. You only get one question per question. Only ask me one question per question. So, and Design Queen is the sponsor for this SRT Fun Bag. If you need a web page looking for a home on the internet, please go to designqueen.com. She will hook you up. Just go to srtradio.com and check out her work. All right, here we go. SRT Fun Bag. The first question. If I went to an outlet store today, whether it be Tanger's or some other outlet stores down 400, whatever, I would definitely go by blank store before I leave. Hancock, start us off.
I would definitely go by the Nike store.
Easy.
Before I leave.
Before you leave.
Yeah.
All right, G.
Well, I would go by the Adidas store if there was one.
All right, D-Will.
Oh, I'm going to Tanger and I'm going to Nike. Listen, I'm not going before I leave. That's the only place I'm going. Listen, I'm not leaving that joint. I'm coming out compressions, Jordans, Roshis, Air Max, everything. I'm addicted to that place. Love it.
While Nike is one of the spots I would go, but I would definitely go by Cole Haan. Got to go by Cole Haan and get them comfortable shoes. Boy, they high. But, boy, if you can catch them on sale, you got to go get you a pair of them Cole Haan. So, Dez say going by the Polo store. I'm with you on that, too, Dez. You know, it's a couple of stores.
I don't want no Polo.
You don't want no Polo?
No.
Yeah, I'm going by Polo.
I want Real Talk Tees.
I'm going by Polo, too. All right, here we go. Next question. If Best Buy is having a sale, for the first 100 customers, you get one item free of charge. I am definitely go pick up blank before I leave. All right, hand.
Best Buy.
Yep.
But I wouldn't get one free.
One
item free.
That's your one question.
The big screen, baby.
You going to get the big screen?
I'm going to get the big screen. The biggest one they got.
70 inch?
Yeah.
With the curve.
Curves, squares, I don't care. The big screen.
All right, G, you want me to read the question again? Or you got it?
I got it.
Okay.
One
free item. It's unlimited. Whatever you choose, you got it.
While I want the TV, I would actually go with the sound system. The best sound system. Best surround sound system.
Okay. Not bad. All right, Mr. D. Wheel.
One free item. Stipulation. I got my question.
Okay.
Does it have to be a physical item?
Yes.
Because if you ask me, I would ask for an unlimited Best Buy credit card.
That's not an item.
Okay. A card is an item. That Best Buy credit card.
Yeah, it is.
Plastic, it's a plastic item. I'm gonna take the whole Samsung home entertainment giddy up. That's one item, right? Because it all come together. Like it come the curved TV joint. Hey, I'm taking the curved, big curved joint. The new Samsung curved. I want that.
70 inch.
Nah, if I can go bigger, I want bigger.
80?
If I can go 85, 90, let's go.
I want to have to turn my head to watch the screen.
Yes, yes. Listen, I want my screen to turn my whole corner. So, like, when I'm in a scene like this and I turn, I want the whole thing to be my TV. Yeah.
I'm going in there to get the highest camcorder that they have. The most expensive camcorder they got. And what, Nikon got one, Canon. I'm going to get whichever one, maybe the GoPro. Maybe a GoPro. I might even go with the GoPro. The big, and they got the Wi-Fi one too. Okay. So I'm definitely going with probably the $700 GoPro camera. And let me see what.
Yeah, I asked why.
Because this is what we do. Yeah, this is what we do.
Okay.
So now you, I'm always
24/7.
I'm always talking, and it can be recorded.
I got you.
And Facebook Live, Dad say he gonna get a new MacBook.
I'm just gonna walk around with a 7-inch TV on my back.
All right, the next question. I get really irritated when people do dumb stuff like blank to me.
I really irritated.
You want to start off, D. Will?
Yeah, D. Will, go ahead, D.
Go ahead.
Talk. Hell, don't talk to me. If I don't talk to you, don't talk to me. Blank, filled in, period. Don't talk to me. Thank you.
And Tracy says she get the entertainment system too. All right, G Money. I get really irritated when people do dumb stuff like blank to me.
Well, partly talking, but it would be like asking a dumb question or asking like a really invasive question, especially if I don't know you. Like at my day job, I'm like in my own head or I'm like focused on, you know, my job or what I'm doing.
Right.
But people always come and like, Greg, why don't you smile? Like, I'm not thinking about like what I need to smile about right now. Leave me alone. Who are you anyway?
They don't pay me to smile.
Why does it bother you that I'm not smiling?
Why are you looking at me anyway?
I want to cuss so bad right now.
You got some.
I really can't think of much that I'm sure people irritate me with something. But for the most part, I can't think of much right now, man. Honestly. All
right, I'll take his.
Okay.
I got another one. This one really irritates me. Don't ask to hit my tail. Don't do that. If I don't know you, don't be like, hey, yo. Mind if I hit that? You damn right I do. I mind. This is not for everybody. This is for me. So if I don't know you, don't ask me to smoke my hell. What up, D-Tate? Deshaun Tate checking in. What's happening?
I think I've said this before on our podcast. But it really irritates me when people call my phone or call me to tell me that I haven't called them. Mm.
You ain't called me. I know.
I got an addendum to that. I hate it when on like anyone's Facebook or Instagram post where someone just posts like something random, like a picture of them at, you know, the store or at the beach or something, someone always responds, hey, did you get my text? Like in the comments section.
Yeah!
Why?
Yeah!
It doesn't happen to me, but when I see that, it's like, what? This isn't the right place for that.
Yo, fam, I just hit your phone. So what, you stalking me now?
And it's always some thirsty dude comment on some girl's picture. Did you get my text? Well, she clearly didn't.
Yeah.
Or she saw it and she just left it as red.
Yeah. Green bubble.
Hey, Dan said it irritates him when people try to explain the Hulk strategy right now. All right, next question. The one thing that I can't live without is blank.
My fasting.
That was a simple one.
Yeah, well, faster.
All right, again, one thing that I can't live without is blank. G?
It's so many things, but, if I had to decide between my phone and my MacBook, I'd go with the MacBook.
Okay. That's fair. You can call on the MacBook. D. Will?
Cool points. My wife.
Oh.
I can't live without my wife. That's the one thing in this world I can't live without.
She must be on Facebook
talking live. About people.
Don't try to cover it up
think
now.
We were talking about people. He said one thing. Yes, he didn't say one person.
Come on now, don't quantify it.
Alright, obviously mine. It is simple and plain. The internet. If my internet goes down, I'm a grumpy old man. Mm. Gotta have the internet. Fire stick don't work without the internet.
Ooh.
Gotta have the internet.
And listen, my data went down for a week on my cell phone, so I totally feel where you coming from.
Gotta have the internet. Tracy said her DVR, because she records everything. Mm. All right, two more questions. Let's see. The one thing that I have never done but must do before I die is...
hit the lottery.
That's it.
That's it, baby.
That was real simple. G?
That's tough. There's a lot of things I haven't done yet.
It's almost like a bucket list sort of choice.
I guess I want to see, I'd want to see the world.
Okay.
Do that on the internet.
Not even shut down, but yeah, you did it, isn't it?
All right, D.
I'm sorry I sound like a clone. Hit the damn lottery. I gotta do it. Please, Lord. I listen, and I ain't talking about the Fantasy Five. I'm talking about the Mega Order Powerball. If it's one thing I wanna do before I kick it, I want to hit one of them. It can be the smallest jackpot of the small. 40, give me 40, give me 15. It don't matter. I'm with Hancock.
Yeah.
I want to hit the lottery.
That's cool, but.
Money, baby.
I think this would satisfy me greatly. Is to interview Coach K. Interview Coach K on the Sports Roundtable Show.
That's dope.
Gotta love that.
That's very dope.
Gotta love that.
That's possible, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's getting close. It's getting close. So that's my one thing that I gotta do. And it's getting close. All right, the last one for the evening. There's a new candid lady just opened up in your neighborhood. And if y'all don't know who the candy lady is, that's where you get all your candy, snacks, chips, drinks, and all that. You don't have to go to the store. You can just go to her house. New candy lady just opened up in your neighborhood. You know when you leave, you're not leaving without what?
Probably now or later.
Any particular flavor?
Cherry watermelon.
Cherry watermelon. All right. G?
Peanut butter M&M's.
My candy lady ain't had them.
She had what, the Kool-Aid cups?
That's about it. You know what I'm saying? had penny candy. You know what I'm saying?
So, all right, D, what you walking out the candy lady with? You got to have.
One item I got to have if I go to the candy lady, it's going to be a box of grape heads. Alexander the Great, grape. Either them, and if she don't got them, it gotta be lemon heads.
I like them
back.
Too.
Yep.
Yeah, going back.
They make you do this.
Yeah. Lock you up behind you.
Lock you up behind you. You got a rub back.
I guess I would say Chew Man Chew Bubblegum.
Oh, Chew Man Chew. 5 for a nickel.
Chew Man Chew Bubblegum. I think that might be the greatest, shortest.
Oh, yeah. They put my 3-2. It'd be so hard.
Oh, as soon as you. There go another one.
I might have gave you 5 for a nickel.
Exactly. Chew Man Chew. But listen, man, that's going to do it for the Fill in the Blank, the SRT fun bag. We hope you enjoyed it. Tracy said red hot. I think they're a little hot.
Like them too, though.
They might be a little too hot. Cinnamon, spice flavor, and things of that nature.
I like that too.
But this segment was sponsored by Design Queen. If you're looking for a home on the internet, please go to designqueen.com and you can go to srtradio.com to check out her work. But now we're about to move into our second segment of You Big Dummy by my main man, D. Will, the coach.
Everyone makes mistakes.
I just made a mistake.
But there are those that make the dumbest errors.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
So here's Coach D Will with three words you hope are never pointed at you.
You big dummy.
What's happening? It's your boy, the Coach D Will, man. And I'm here with another segment of You Big Dummy. And this week, You Big Dummy goes to Mr. Abe Johnson. Abe is short for Abraham. Mr. Abraham Johnson, please come down to the front of the congregation. We got something to talk about. Mr. Abraham Johnson is the half brother of five-star recruit, 6'11", 225-pound New York number three overall recruit, Mr. Mo Bamba. Mr. Mo Bamba has recently, well, he signed last year with the University of Texas. And that's big for Mr. Shaka Smart because he was hurting down there and he needed something. But like I say, Mo Bamba is a 6'11", 225-pound senior, all right? What's the big thing about Mr. Abe Johnson and Mr. Mo Bamba? Mr. Abe Johnson came out with a video, 22-minute Facebook video, sitting at a pool with his shirt off, I might add, laced with profanity. And guess what he has done? He has called out and exposed his half-brother for taking improper benefits from the University of Texas. Oh. And here's the kicker. He says his whole reason in doing it is to make sure he never plays a day at the University of Texas. And everybody looking at me, his half-brother? Why would he do that? Well, Mr. Abe Johnson is upset with his half-brother because he has been cut off from the family tree. Obviously so. But Mr. Abe Johnson, former Division II basketball player at the University of Montevallo in Montevallo, Alabama, I might add. Okay? He played a little basketball, so he might know the game a little bit. But he is upset with his half-brother because his half-brother didn't pull the strings to get him into grad school at the University of Texas so that he could take the classes needed to go on and become Mr. Mo Bamba's agent. Mama shut that down real fast, all right? So now that he has been cut off from the family tree, he is coming out and saying a lot of stuff. He is saying that University of Texas and Mr. Greer Love. Now, Mr. Greer Love, why is he important? He is Mr. Mo Bamba's childhood family friend. He ran an after-school program in New York that Mo Bamba came up through when he was a little kid. Now, this was vetted thoroughly by the NCAA, not saying much about that. But it was vetted by the NCAA and was considered to be legal, and no improper benefits came from that because he was in the Mo Bamba's life before he became a big time recruit. Okay, but he is saying, Mr. Abe Johnson is saying that Texas provided Mr. Greer Love with $200 per week for Mo Bamba. He paid credit card bills. Also, he paid for a bed. Why is that important? But he paid for a bed for the boy to sleep in, and also paid for a family trip to California. Now, with all this being said, Mr. Abe Johnson, that boy hadn't made a dime yet. He hadn't even went to college. You so impatient and hungry for the money, looking at Maverick Carter and the LeBron James crew, that you want to be this boy's agent, and you can't be patient enough to wait for the money to come. You deserve this, you big dummy.
half brothers. How are you cut off from the family if you just have? You probably would never end the family.
Yeah. How you? What's half of nothing?
Nothing.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, but let me ask something else about Mr. Abe Johnson because he even dumber, and I forgot it. This is real good. Mr. Abe Johnson was arrested 3 times in the month of March alone in 3 separate states.
And you trying to be somebody's agent.
And you want to be somebody's agent.
Lord have mercy. You Big Dummy is sponsored by Real Talk Tees, and I will let Mr. Real Talk Tees finish his own sponsorship.
Hey, Real Talk Tees, we got a shirt for every mood. Check us out on Instagram at underscore Real Talk Tees. That's at underscore Real Talk Tees. Or check us out at our online store at realtalktees.bigcartel.com. That's realtalktees.bigcartel.com.
Hancock, how would you feel if something like that happened to you? Like, just, I mean, you can get enough hate without family.
Right, and that's the thing. I feel violated, especially if that's my family. You know, but like, you know, sometimes family be worse enemy. So, as you can tell with that one.
As you can tell.
It is what it is.
That is crazy. G, your thoughts on Mr. Abe and I mean, just the
Ibrahim with an I.
I was trying to pull it up, but if y'all seen the Blair Haters Ball sketch on Chappelle's show, and you hear Ice-T saying, hate, that's what this was.
Woo.
And it's very similar to what happened with Laramie Tunsil.
Right.
To where his stepdad is like, maybe his stepdad leaked that video
of
or whatever.
Smoking
oh, ain't no doubt.
So, being a family's tough, man.
That's crazy. That is
for
super.
For the love of money, but that we'll steal from that brother.
That is super crazy. It's no way that. I don't know. I think y'all can gather. The family can gather up at the funeral after some things happen, because I'm sure it's going to be some furniture moving and things of that nature if his career is even halted a bit.
Mm.
Because you got to think how much money did Tunsil lose from the draft?
Yep.
And if this kid don't play at Texas and then declares or whatever, because he mock draft has him top five pick.
They have him top five pick.
Next year already. So if he drops out of that situation.
Why you just can't be patient? Like, he still hasn't made any money. He hadn't done anything yet. He's going to college. Like, the report, sorry, he said himself in the 22-minute video, he said himself $200 a week. What's $200 a week? He can't even take care of himself on $200 a week.
Yeah.
That's
bad. Real quick, before we go to commercial, I do want to get your thoughts on KD actually signing to take less money to continue his ring search. He took a 2-year deal. What was it?
$53 mil.
Your thoughts on, because he could have got about 63.
Yeah, he could have got another $9 mil out of the deal.
Right.
Per year.
Right.
I really don't have a problem with it, to be honest with you. I think in this day and time, you do what you want to do. I'm not sure how the players' union is going to feel about it, because it pretty much sets a bad standard to take less than what you were supposed to get.
The value of
exactly,
that type value. Player.
Exactly. So, but I think with the off the court money that these guys are making, you look at what he's making with Nike, and I'm sure all the other investments and whatever that go along with being in that part of the country, a lot of the, you know, IT stuff is right out there, and they're doing a lot out there. Steph and somebody else, I believe,
Andre,
is trying to do some things now out there with that. So I'm sure he's got other business ventures, you know, out there, and especially you look at Klay Thompson signed $80 million over in Japan
with the shoes.
So they're making money off the court,
right?
And if it's about putting a product out there to continue to win, that's going to bring more money also. So I mean, it's a sacrifice at the front. But we talked about it before. Jordan was not the highest paid person when he was playing with the Bulls all those years.
Right.
He didn't get his money till late in the years when they were giving those balloon payments. So if you want to have dynasties, this is nothing new. Top players take less. Steph was locked in at $11 million a year for the last, what, 4 years?
Yeah.
So he was underpaid for what it was. So, yeah, he could have gotten more, but rest assured, he will get that back in spades. And one other little thing, I think them bringing that cap to $99 million was a direct shot at the Warriors also. I think that they brought the cap in lower than what was
expected. 102, I think.
It was supposed to be between 102 and 108.
Yeah, okay.
Is what they projected last year.
Right.
And for them to come in that much lower, I think this was really a shot to try to break the team up, to be honest with you. Mm. And I think what he did was circumvented the system. You know, he saved his the owners about $20 million in salary cap hit in taxes. So hey,
and they was able to sign Iguodala and Swaggy P and things of that nature.
He kind of circumvented the system and kept his team together.
Hey, Kevin Durant made $63 million last year. Last year alone, $63 million. He don't care about them little $9 million. Because like you say, they're making so much. And that's just from his Nike endorsement. $63
million. He's from Nike?
Just from Nike.
Oh.
He is in the top five of all of 2017 earners of top athletes. He's up there with Lionel Messi, LeBron James. It's another soccer player up there. And then
Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo, who is actually number one, might I add. LeBron's number two. Messi's number three. And then someone else. And then we got Kevin Durant. So Kevin Durant is not missing the money from the NBA. All right. So he's able to cut a little salary for the ring. Because if Kevin Durant can rack up $63 million, and then by the time my career is over, I got three championships, two MVPs, four scoring titles, what can you tell him?
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, he's not really caring
it's
about
an, it. It's an investment.
Do you think this sets a precedent, though?
That's what I was about to say.
Other players are going to do this type of thing?
Well, LeBron has been doing it since the decision. When all of them went to Miami, all of them took less money to make that work.
Depends on how the team is structured and how far you feel you can.
If you're winning championships,
everybody is not in Kevin's direction.
Paul George is not going to do it.
Yeah,
he's not going to take a cut.
Yeah, he missed a year and he probably lost some money just with the injury.
Just because he didn't make he missed the Supermax deal just because he didn't make the third team of the All NBA. So yeah, he's not cutting money.
Yeah, exactly.
He is Dwayne Wade.
we'll be back. We got to end the first hour of the show, but when we come back, got G's Extra Credit to give you more sports knowledge, and we got NBA Free Agent Talk. You listen to Sports Roundtable, srtradio.com.
Are you thinking about changing the station? You're only hurting yourself. Keep listening to Sports Roundtable on 1100 AM.
You are tuned into WWE Hapeville, AM 1100.
Worldwide Radio Network.
The opinions expressed during the sponsored programs on this station are strictly those of the program hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of Beasley Broadcast Group, this station, its staff, other advertisers, or agencies.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Tax season is coming to a close, and if you're still looking for a new, pre-owned, or used car, look no further. Jay's Used Cars is the place to be. Jay believes your job is your credit, and no matter what your situation is, Jay will get you a car. Visit Jay's Used Cars at 3820 Lawrenceville Highway in Tucker and mention Sports Roundtable and get a 10% discount. And before you get there, go to jaysusedcars.com to check out the inventory. Jay's Used Cars, where they stack them deep and sell them cheap.
Sports Roundtable.
Would Shaq be as effective? No.
Well, I just say this. He won't be in the Hall of Fame.
You think so?
Not in his era.
That's big.
That's big.
He could be in the Hall of Fame?
Not in his era.
Not in his era, Shaq.
So you think he'd be DeAndre Jordan?
Or Dwight Howard?
Only on the SRC.
Only on the SRT show.
Are you serious?
On the Worldwide Radio Network, 1100 AM.
Yo,
what up?
We must be back with a new season, man.
Uh-huh.
1100 AM.
That right?
And we got Tiff,
Hand in the building, H.O. and Coach. You now about to witness the strength of Sports Talk Radio.
Lego.
I can read your mind, you know it's that time.
Hold up.
Boy, I'm so fly, I feel like Brent Grimes. About to kill the whole season, man. SRT got picks for days. Ain't no telling when I'm all in. Never stall in. Pass the ball in the LBJ. That's the King fam. Woo. Been bowling since Space Jam. New logo like the LA Rams. SRT next up. Big dog picks Devin Hester. And that's the word on the street. Tiff got me right like we run in the screen. Real talk, Kane, I know what I mean. We causing the scene. SRT got what you want every week.
I ain't gonna say it.
What up, it's the Sports Roundtable, live from the SRT Studios overlooking Atlantic Station. And welcome to the second half of the show. We hope you're enjoying it. Please follow us on social media at SRT Radio. And if you are in your car, thanks for tuning in to AM 1100. And if you're listening online, thanks for going to srtradio.com. And if you're Facebook living with us, we do appreciate it. Good first half of the show. We had the SRT Fun Bag. We had Hot News. We had that You Big Dummy. Don't trust your family members. And right now, we're about to jump into another new segment. And it was popping last week. I'm pretty sure it's going to be popping this week. Our main man, G Money with G's Extra Credit.
We know here on the Sports Roundtable that we leave you wanting more each and every week. Well, I, G Money, am here to help, to give you the info on the news you might have missed. This is G's Extra Credit.
All right, welcome to G's Extra Credit, giving you the news that you might have missed this past week. So we're talking about contracts in the first hour, and this story comes up every year. And I'm surprised more athletes don't do it. But every July 1st, he celebrates Bobby Bonilla Day, in which, the former baseball player Bobby Bonilla gets paid $1.19 million. And it's like, what's the big deal with that he got $1 million? Well, he's had a deferred payment agreement in his contract that he would get paid at least that much over a period of 25 years. This is year 7 of the 25-year agreement.
Best agent in the world.
So, starting in 2011 through 2035, he will get a deferred payment from the New York Mets. And he has collected $8.35 million so far. And it was supposed to be, at first, $5.9 million. That's what he was owed. But he had in his contract that he would get a deferred payment at an 8% annual interest, and it would total $29.8
million. Wow.
So he turned 5.9 into 29.8.
The best in... Hey, Vin Baker listening? Antoine Walker listening?
I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. 5 to 29?
Deferred payment.
Wow.
How much? One point what a year?
$1.19 million.
So you get $1 million a year to do nothing.
Every July 1st. So wow. Congratulations to Bobby Bonilla.
Just make sure you go to the doctor's stand. Yeah.
That's it. That's what. You bring home about $700,000 a year after taxes?
I'm like that.
Woo!
Make sure he gets all that money.
Yes.
All right. So another story dealing with finances. I think the Jewel of Sports brought this up a few months ago, but an ex-financial advisor to Tim Duncan was sentenced to 4 years in federal prison for defrauding Tim Duncan of millions of dollars. Mm. Charles Banks, he's from Atlanta. he was sentenced in court in a hearing on last week in San Antonio, and he is ordered to pay $7.5 million in restitution. And investigators say he manipulated Duncan into guaranteeing payment of a $6 million debt related to a merchandising business. And prosecutors say Banks failed to disclose commissions and loans he received in the deal. So
he not only took his $6 million, he took everything that was made off what the $6 million made for him.
Right.
Well, that's a shiesty human being.
Yeah, that's shiesty.
That's just
crazy. I don't know which one. He running up there with Abe Johnson.
Yeah, him and Abe John Ibrahim running neck and neck.
Yeah, they running neck and neck. Good God Almighty.
All right, the next one we got. D-Will, maybe you can give us some advice on this one. And I'm speaking to you in particular.
Okay.
Two former Denver Broncos have been victims of an illegal marijuana ring. So former Broncos tight end Joel Dreesen and tackle Eric Pierce thought they were investing in a legit business. But there's been a bust at which Colorado authorities called the Operation Poker Poker, which led to 74 indictments, 26 illegal pot plants, and 4,000 pounds of marijuana seized.
Ooh, wow. And this is in Denver?
Yes.
How is it? So I wonder what made it illegal. I know you can only have a certain amount. They probably had the right licensing.
It says they were charged with 31 felony counts, including trafficking marijuana out of state.
Oh, yeah, that is okay.
Along with securities fraud, money laundering, tax evasion, and mortgage fraud.
Yeah, that's all typical when you get a drug bust. All those other ones are typical because the tax evasion comes because you made so much money and you didn't pay the taxes on it. So how you going to arrest me for making illegal money and then charge me with not paying taxes on my illegal money? That makes a lot of sense. Okay, and then what was the other charges?
Mortgage fraud and securities fraud.
Oh, well, yeah, that mortgage fraud come from the trap house. Y'all are running it out of here. So we're going to charge you for the trap house. And what else was it?
Securities fraud.
I don't know what the hell that is. I guess that's moving across the state lines. But yeah, how you going to charge me for the trap house and you going to charge me for tax evasion on money that you say I wasn't supposed to make? But them police say, in a state where it's actually legal to sell marijuana.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. And these are two. I know Dreesen was a tight end. The other guy was an offensive lineman.
Offensive lineman.
Yeah.
I'm asking. I don't care. What is the ethnicity?
Well, Joel Dreesen is white.
Okay.
Eric Pierce. I didn't see that. Well, I know we can Google picture really quick.
Yeah, I'm sure we could.
He is also white.
Oh, so these two, both Caucasians.
Yeah.
Wow. That's why it's not front page ESPN.
Hey, we'll see.
Huh?
We'll see how their complexion look against orange. That jumpsuit coming.
Yay. All right, and our last story is I know our show and you know people around the world can't get enough of LaVar Ball, so there's going to be a reality show about the Ball family produced by Facebook.
Cut the check, baby.
It is going to be a docuseries about the Ball family about Lonzo, LiAngelo, and LaMelo. Lonzo Ball, it'll be chronicling him with the Lakers and also LiAngelo and LaMelo at Chino Hills High School. Well, LiAngelo is going to UCLA, right? So it'll be LaMelo, he's the youngest one, as a junior at Chino Hills High School. And it's going to be produced by Facebook. So get ready for more of the Ball family.
Angelo, Jello, and Mello.
So, Zuckerberg, this Zuckerberg making this decision, right? Gotta be.
I don't know if he made the decision. Well,
he signed off on it.
He signed off.
He had to have signed off on it.
Yeah, because he is Facebook.
Yeah. Wow. I'm surprised Amazon didn't.
Did they put any numbers out there? Any numbers on, you know, I want to know some numbers.
As far as like. Oh, yeah. How much? No details on that.
No details
on the contract.
I'm surprised Amazon didn't try to do anything.
I'm sure they probably did. Facebook just outbid it and won.
Sorry, the music just got right there, but yeah.
No, you good. All right, man. That's thanks, G. That's G's extra credit, and you learn something new every day. I hope you got some good out of that.
We learned what you got to look like to be front page news.
And don't invest in the grow houses in Colorado.
You can invest, but just know where you put your money at.
Yeah, I get.
Because it's legal.
I agree. You just can't go out of town with it.
Yeah, you can't send it to Georgia.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, now it's time for our segment that we get a chance to just really, 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 really chop it up. And this is the SRT Roundtable Discussion.
The Roundtable Discussion.
What are we talking about?
Hit it!
Roundtable Discussion, sponsored by my main man, Jay Juice Cars. If you're looking for a new used or pre-owned car, please contact Jay at 770-496-0339. You can go to the website to check out the inventory at jayjuicecars.com. If you mention SRT or Sports Roundtable, you get a 10% discount on your down payment. And ever since Jay has been on the show, three people has bought cars from the show. So
that's what's up.
Shout out to Jay and the way he moves his business and handles his business. NBA free agency. We mentioned earlier about Gordon Hayward. We also mentioned Kevin Durant signing. Let's get right to, and we also talked about Paul Millsap, but we didn't talk about, and we need to talk about, the trade of Paul George to OKC. My thoughts on this is it'll be my turn, your turn, same as if Durant was there. You just don't have as many players as you would want because you're giving up Oladipo and Sabonis, and now you don't have an actual starting four guy.
They brought in the boy from Toronto to go there.
Patterson?
Kentucky Patterson.
Oh, they did something. Okay. Patterson, well, I don't know if he's a starter. But I don't know. I think this is my opinion. I think Indiana did their best to try to put him in a bad situation. Because I think he's out of there after this year anyway. I think he's headed to LA. I think a lot of LA is the target for a lot of people for next year. And remains to be seen about the LeBron situation and things of that nature, because I don't even know if they would even have a GM. I know somebody is probably acting GM at this point, but I just can't see LeBron staying in Cleveland with him buying a house in L.A. and his wife saying she want to live in L.A. full time. So, fellas, your thoughts on the Paul George move? I don't know if this actually helps OKC. It probably helps sell tickets, and I think that's about it. It kind of maybe softens the blow about by losing Durant, but by Durant getting the ring, the blow still hurts. So,
I mean, for the year, it gives him a second score there. I mean, it does what it does. Paul George can defend, so in that respect, you get a two-way player to go along with Russ. I'm not sure. Well, I mean, Russ had assists during the season, so I mean, he averaged a triple double. So I mean, this takes a lot of the scoring load off of him. I think we are poo-pooing Patterson a little bit because we don't know how consistent he's going to be out there in the corner shooting the stretch. But I mean, you look at their team; they got a big horse in the middle. They got a guy that comes in that can offensive rebound in Cantor. The bench has to come along a little bit more. They still got a defensive two. So the length, the players they got, it won't be an easy out.
But who's coming out of the bench?
I mean, they got nothing really.
I mean, Kansas is the only one coming out the bench.
That roster needs major construction.
It's going to do something. They're going to have to find some players out the bench to do something. But, hey, I mean, you got to play a 7-8-man rotation.
Right.
And go for it. I mean, Russell is an Iron Man anyway. And at least, like I said, when he goes off the floor, they won't just go all the way in the toilet like they have been, because Paul George can at least score.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, they got two of the top 20 players in the league
way
on the team.
Hold on, way higher than 20.
Yeah, so
I
was just being safe then. And you got a horse in the middle that's a beast on the boards. So I wouldn't poo-poo it so much, the same way I look at what Houston did. I mean, I didn't think they would contend. But I'm not going to write OKC all the way out of it. I'm not saying they're going to contend for a title. But I think they'll be in the mid to, like, that 3-4. I think they could challenge in the 3 spot. I think 4-5 is realistic. That's what I think.
Okay, D. Will.
I'm going to say it like this. I agree with both of you guys' perspective. It's basically going to be another your turn, my turn. Because I don't trust Billy Donovan to be able to manage this type of roster. He didn't show it when he had KD for that year. And I don't see why he would be able to do it with the Paul George. I don't understand it because Russ is so ball dominant. Is he going to be able to curtail some of that? Because just like we said about James Harden getting Chris Paul, he's going to have to take a step back and go back to what he used to be after going to be the man having to do everything. So I understand that point, but I also see where you're coming from. The roster looked good. Like, they don't have they need a lot. They got a lot to do on that bench. That bench has a long way to go. And that is basically just putting in filling pieces. Because, like you say, you got a big Steven Adams in the middle who can not only protect the rim and rebound, but he runs the floor well. Okay? Enes Kanter is a offensive big. Okay? He's not gonna give you much on the defensive end, but he can come in and you can at times run the offense through him. And with him being on the second team, that will really work. But you are going to have to put some sort of other pieces around these guys to make it work. You're going to need a junkyard dog. You're going to need that. I'm not sure if they still got the lone kid, Grant.
Jeremy Grant.
They're still there.
See, Jeremy Grant.
They got your Ferguson kid.
He's going to have to turn the corner. You know, because now he's going to be able, because they also lost Taj Gibson, who was that guy for them. Can Jeremy Grant turn into that Taj Gibson type of player for them? Because that's basically all they need. They don't need points because you got points in the post through Kanter. You don't need them on the perimeter. Russ can run your offense. So it looks good. I can say I think they can compete. They can be another Houston who pops up and surprises you and wins games. But does it change? Because if I'm OKC, I'm running Paul George into the ground because I know this is the only year I'm getting out of here.
Right?
You ain't getting no rest. All right? We got 3-5. You playing 3-5, and we winning 3-5. You see what I'm saying? So if I'm OKC, I'm going balls to the wall. I'm going all out this year.
Yeah, I agree with that they're going to run Paul into the ground. They're probably going to run Russell into the ground, too, because he's going to be a free agent after next season.
Yep.
If they're trying to make more out of this, then it's going to be tough to where – it's going to seem like Russell, Westbrook, or Paul George, they can't leave the floor, or the team is going to fall apart. Their backup point guards are Samaj Christen and Norris Cole.
Ooh, that's bad.
And since Norris Cole left Miami, he's bounced around the league. I feel like he's played for like four or five teams. It might have been like two, but still, it feels like four or five.
They got Doug McDermott at least a body. You know,
well, yeah, he can spread the floor.
He has to turn the corner.
Terrence Ferguson. I mean, what I'm saying is, these players aren't going to be like, okay, they'll hold a four down. But at least if you got a star on the floor with them.
Terrence Ferguson, who is that?
That's the kid they just drafted.
The new kid, the scorer.
Yeah. So he's a shooter. If he can shoot, stretch the floor, that's what you need.
Now, I must say this. Now, when they did have the Rand and Russ and when they had that it's your turn, my turn, they still won.
I'm
not saying that they not going to win. I'm saying that you've been in this situation before and nothing came out of it. So, to your point, what are you going to do, Billy Donovan, that's going to be any different than you had before?
Well, you're not going to be Golden State
anyway. Right. And,
I mean, maybe they can beat San Antonio. We don't know.
Can they get to the Western Conference Finals?
They could, because we know the Clippers are not going to be there. They're going down.
Right.
If you look at the West. So, I mean, Houston is moving up. San Antonio, I'm not sold on them.
I agree. I'm calling it early. I like Minnesota.
You like Minnesota?
Minnesota.
We go come to that.
Yeah,
we come to that.
I mean, Oklahoma City, I wouldn't mind putting a couple ducats on where it might go.
Yeah, I feel you. All right, speaking of Minnesota, let's get to the Minnesota. And this is the question. Top five in the West or top three?
Top three is a push. I'm not going to go that far.
And let's remind everyone that they did sign Taj Gibson. And they obviously the trade for Jimmy Butler. And they get Jeff Teague. They traded out Rubio to Utah. So they got Teague, Butler, Wiggins, Cat Towns, and Gordy.
Gordy Dink.
And Taj Gibson coming off the bench along with, and I think they took back Shabazz.
No, they I thought they renounced his rights.
They did.
He's an unrestricted
free agent. So he's an unrestricted free agent, which he helped off the bench last year. So then you still got Taj Jones there as well.
You called Taj Gibson? You did say
I did say Taj Gibson. So, D. Will, you saying it's a push for top three, but top five maybe?
Yeah, top five maybe. Because like you say, you got to think about Houston's going to be still be there. They're going to be better with Chris Paul, even though we don't know what it's going to look like.
Right.
San Antonio's still there. Golden State's still there. Now you add in OKC with Paul George. So top five sounds a little bit more realistic than top three. But can they be good? Yes. But this all hinges off, can Jimmy Butler become that guy? Like, we've seen the flashes. Last year, getting Dwayne Wade gave him a little bit of a cushion where he didn't have to be that guy all the time. And even with Andrew Wiggins, he's going to be able to take a back seat. But when you are in a two-headed monster, so to speak, you got to have an alpha dog. Can Jimmy Butler be that alpha dog? Can he turn the corner? And he averaged, what, 25 points a game last year? Can he get to that 27-28? Can Andrew Wiggins stay in that 21-22 and let Big Cat just become the beast that he is? Looks good. Looks good. Sounds good. But top three is a push, but I definitely give them top five in the West.
The way I see it, I think they have to find whatever their pecking order is. I'm sure any team where now Wiggins can be the third best player on the team, and we talking about the number one overall pick, I think, when he came out. That should be a pretty good basketball team. He's the third option when they come to pecking order, from Jimmy Butler to Cat to him probably. Mm-hmm. And then you got Taj Gibson teaching them how to play under Thibodeau. Jimmy Butler teaching them how to play under Thibodeau. A veteran point guard in Teague that we know can at least run an offense.
He can control the offense.
Exactly.
You're right.
And can make, 39 to 42%, I guess, I think he can make from the field, from the three. Mm-hmm. So if he's stretching the floor and doing that and limiting the turnovers, that team can be good. I mean, you look at the size with Jing in the middle, a big rugged guy in the middle, and Taj Gibson don't back down from nobody. I think Minnesota can vie for that fourth playoff spot. Okay. I think they're definitely in the top five. But I'm saying four and in that 4-3 range, I believe.
So you saying if possibly home court advantage, possibly not, 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I like where they're going. But the problem is, like I said, these young guys have been the stars of this team. Are they going to be willing to, take a back seat to Jimmy Butler?
Right.
And that's
and Jeff Teague at this point.
Exactly.
Because he's a veteran.
Exactly. Because, I mean, you know, Wiggins had the light most times. When he wanted to shoot it, he could shoot it. Especially when LaVine was out most of the year last year. So he had an abundance of opportunity to score. Now that a lot of those shots are going to go to Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
So how does he take that?
Yeah, that's big.
It's going to be tough for Minnesota to get the top five. I think it's seven is more realistic.
Okay.
Well, they'll be competing with like New Orleans and Portland for those last couple of spots. And I think the thing that worries me is still they have the veterans in the starting lineup, but coming off the bench, it's still a lot of youth with Tyus Jones, Adrian Payne. There's another guy I saw in there. And they Justin Patton, who they got in the draft in the trade, he got hurt. He had a broken foot.
Right.
So we don't know what we're going to get out of him. So they're going to have to lean on Jimmy Butler a lot more than probably they expect to. And we'll have to see if Karl Anthony Towns becomes that. We've seen the potential and everything. Like, I'm expecting him to be an all-star next season.
And here's another thing real quick. Rumors are that the Timberwolves are going after C.J. Miles.
Another shooter.
That's another shooter.
Right.
And now you can place him around Karl Anthony Towns, who plays in the post a lot. Right. That just opens up the floor even more.
Now, when I'm looking at the West, though, I see what you're saying about New Orleans and all, but New Orleans just doesn't look like they can gel. Like, I don't see that, because I don't know how I'm still not sold on AD and Boogie playing together. I just don't know if that works.
Boston ain't sold either. That's what I'm saying.
So, and then you look at the other team. I think the Clippers take a major slide, you know. And, I mean, what else is out there? The Lakers are not ready. San Antonio, Sacramento is not ready. You know, it's still the main three dogs, San Antonio, Houston, and Golden State. Those are going to be the three that everybody kind of nipping at. That's why, from the paperwork, like I said, it's going to take time for them to gel. But let me
throw this out there for just devil's advocate. D. Will often talks about, it looks good on paper. And we just got to see it develop because we know talent alone just can't win. You got to gel it and chemistry together. But this is the thing, and Hancock, you allude to this a lot. It's different when ain't nobody shooting for you. But when you are the hunted, how do you respond? You see what I'm saying? So the Jimmy Butler trade alone makes them the hunted at this point. See, ain't nobody checking for you when Jimmy wasn't there.
Right.
But now that the expectation goes up, now that you are the hunted, how do you respond? And I think that's one of the biggest keys, and I think to some of what G said about the bench, you're going to have to rely on that starting five or those three guys to play heavy minutes in the West against these teams. And
a bunch of young legs, though.
And everybody from the East is moving West.
Right. And that's what Thibodeau does, though. We know him as a coach. That's been one of the knocks against him is that he runs his people into the ground.
Right.
So he's going to play his guys heavy minutes. They're going to get run.
There's
no doubt about it. The bench guys, they have to prove to him that they can play.
Yeah.
And if they don't, he's going to ride his guys. Yeah. That's what he's going to do.
So, but this is my thing. Are we, I guess, I'm not going to use the word poo-poo, but are we underselling Portland?
No.
Just a bit?
No.
With the two-headed monster that they got.
No.
And with the big guy in the middle.
Listen, how long have we been singing this song?
I mean, because Portland actually plays Golden State pretty well.
Well, because they had a guard tandem that can shoot, but what's been the problem is when those guys aren't making shots, they're the only two that can shoot.
Crab didn't have a decent season.
They paid these guys a lot of money.
Exactly, $75 million.
They paid Crab and
Heartless.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
And they didn't live up to the hype, to what they looked like they were going to be last year. So, that might go a long way with what we said. Now you the 100.
See, and so, that's the whole thing about.
So I don't know. I do like Nurkic.
Nurkic, yeah.
I do like him as the guy in the middle, which gives him size. He can play that European game where he can step out.
The other big guy who was hurt the year before? Was it Myers?
Myers Leonard. Yeah, so they got some size there. We'll see. I'm just, like you said.
If you're talking about four and five, those are the two teams that you
I got
pretty much
in the middle.
Of the
I got pulling like five.
Hey, who roaming that sideline?
No.
The Stotts.
Thank you. They're not doing anything.
Nobody cooking. You got groceries. Nobody cooking.
Exactly, man. You got to listen. You got to have the chef. Hey, what's your boy? They got the mean that's doing the little salt and pepper thing. Like, you got to have somebody to put that seasoning on. And he's just not it.
So, the West getting stronger with players. The East is getting weaker. That means that you could possibly have a 35 win team in the East and make it to the playoffs.
It's gonna happen,
right?
It happened. So 43 this year, huh?
We talk about how weak the East is. Why doesn't LeBron get? I know he's great, but we always talk about playing in eras that he wouldn't do this or whatever. So why didn't he get that criticism for staying in the East when there aren't? They went down the list today for the top 15 players in the NBA. And
13 was in the West.
So what does that say when he makes the finals every year, But if nobody's in that conference and the teams are weak, doesn't that kind of knock him? I mean, and you look at his finals record, 3-5. It starts to be a knock.
Listen, I guess I'm a devil's advocate hater. Call me what you want. But think about it. I'm going back to, since we're talking about Trenton, Jordan ain't really had no competition coming out the East when he won them 6 championships. The Knicks. Knicks was in the East.
Let them tell it what they
said.
Cleveland
Cavaliers.
It was so physical, though.
Now we bring in an extra.
I'm just saying what they say. You can also look at, I don't mean to break your hearts or anything, you also look at Magic Johnson with that kind of argument.
It's the truth. But here's, like, the West was tough when Kobe and Shaq came through. They came through the tough West. You can go back and look at those rosters. Those were tough teams. Jordan ain't really played nobody to get to the Eastern Conference Finals area. He had no tough role. What was the Eastern Conference like? You had the Knicks. You had the Cavaliers. Pacers. The Pacers.
I mean, you had better.
The Cavs. They played Miami 1 year.
You had what? Reggie Miller.
I mean,
Reggie Miller wasn't on Jordan level.
Yeah, but I just hate that comparing the two eras. I just
don't know.
I mean, because in that era, that's all you had. So you consider it being.
So that's my point. So you can't say.
I didn't say it.
But what I'm bringing light to is how they denigrate this side and say that this team is weak and wouldn't compete.
Or this conference.
Right. This conference where they talk about Golden State wouldn't be this or whatever.
If they,
and these teams are weak, what I'm saying. But then by the same token, you put LeBron on the pedestal and say he's arguably the best player ever. But then, well, why don't you judge him against this weak competition that he's playing?
I get what you're saying.
I'm not. I tell you right now, LeBron's the best player in the league.
Ain't no doubt about it.
He would probably contend to be one of the best players in that era.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
This is
my point on how it's selective.
And now, if they did that same list, then the East would probably have more players than the West.
It would have.
You see what I'm saying? Right. So, and that to me, that's really unfair because it's two different eras. You know what I'm saying? This era is just.
I believe it's fair because that's all we got is the two. We can only compare.
Right. It's fair within its own era, though. You see what I'm saying?
But you can't be in the same era and say it's weak and this team wouldn't do it. In the same era, say this is the greatest basketball player.
That's my point.
I agree.
We called Mike the best and it was weak. Listen, the whole NBA was watered down during that time. You had the big names, but when you go down the rosters of those teams, half of them people wouldn't step foot in the NBA nowadays. Your Bill Winningtons, they're not playing. Will Purdue's, they're not playing in the NBA nowadays. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I'm a Laker fan, but if you look at their titles, when Shaq and them was playing, they played against the Sixers who had Allen Iverson and nobody. And then you look at them when they beat New Jersey. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Jason Kidd.
Was it
Kerry Kittles?
Yes. Yeah, so, Kittles. I mean.
Kenny Martin.
Vince,
was Vince Carter on that team?
Nah.
No, they had Jefferson.
Nah. Richard Jefferson.
But that's what I'm saying. I think you can do that in every era.
We could.
How is it one way?
Because we did it for Jordan. We got to do it for LeBron.
Exactly. And I think to your point, Han, and this is the thing. It's this conversation. It's something to talk about.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, and if you put up a list and say, you know, the West got 13. That's an opinion.
It's an opinion.
Because I was I'm not finna go 15 and on 13. Because what? It was just Paul George and LeBron James.
No, you got to put Kyrie in.
They
had Kyrie like 14.
So you had Paul George.
Yeah.
Oh, sure
so you got
that's
Paul
crazy.
George outside the top 15 of players in the NBA.
He's in it because he's in the West now.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying? He's in the West.
I'm saying, I
see what you're saying. Yeah,
like all the players that have migrated to the West.
Yeah, migrated over to the West.
See,
and
there's nothing.
It's only
Kyrie and LeBron.
Yeah.
Kevin Love not better than all them folks over there.
And I'm putting Isaiah Thomas in there.
Isaiah Thomas not better?
Not John Wall.
Ooh, I would. I put John Wall. I don't know. I got to give me the list.
So, G, your thoughts on the West kind of stacking the deck, so to speak? I mean, you got Millsap moved over there. You got Paul George moved west. Jimmy Butler moved west.
I don't know if it's teams being more – the Western teams being more proactive, like we got to catch Golden State.
That's what
we got to catch them. Or if it's – LeBron has completely disarmed the entire Eastern Conference.
I'm running because I know I can't beat him.
So they're like, well, let's not run it. We'd rather try to beat Golden State than run into LeBron in the playoffs.
Yeah, I can see that. So let's talk about this Clipper team. Gallinari goes to the Clippers in a trade. They sign Blake Griffin back. And that's it. I guess you got Austin Rivers starting at the point now.
It might be it might be Raymond Felton.
Yeah.
Patrick Beverly.
He not going to jail?
Yeah, Pat.
Cause don't he still got the gun charge?
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to jail.
Okay. Hey, can we do the list right quick since I found it?
Yeah,
this
go ahead.
Today it said LeBron, Steph, KD, Kawhi, Russ, AD, CP3, which I don't know.
I take Chris. Harden, I take John Wall over him.
Harden, PG, PG-13, Dame Lillard, Cat from Milwaukee. I mean from Minnesota.
Right.
I don't know about this Griffin one, but they got Blake.
I take John Wall. Boogie.
I mean, you could take Antetokounmpo.
Boogie.
I mean, in place of Blake.
And then Kyrie.
I'll take John Wall.
Who's the last three? Who's the last two?
They said Boogie, Draymond, and Kyrie.
I'll take John Wall over Draymond.
I mean, you get what about Tecupo?
I put him in the top 20. I wouldn't put him on the
not in front of Blake Griffin.
Well,
this
yeah,
is NBA rank is what I don't know. I guess
that was before last season.
I guess so.
I don't know if I would take him over Blake Griffin right now.
Hold on, no. Mr. Knight can't get right?
He can't get right, but he's still done. Let me tell you,
he might be better without Chris Paul.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think we've seen Blake Griffin.
We did.
When Chris Paul
went out,
he was like a ball player.
Yeah. We've seen that.
I think the word of the night is poo-poo. So I'm not going to poo-poo on Blake Griffin just yet.
Yeah, I won't poo-poo.
And Antetokounmpo, give me one more year of what you just did,
yeah,
and then let Blake maybe take a step back. Then I'll think about making that move. But as of right now, I'll still put Blake Griffin.
Would you take it? They got CP3, and I know some CP3 or Kyrie.
Oh, give me Kyrie. Kyrie.
Y'all getting Kyrie over CP3?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm saying it's today's NBA. NBA. Yeah.
He's just too one-dimensional, man. Now, you see it to me. Yeah, when he's going, he's an unstoppable force. But when he ain't going,
but here's
ain't
the other
nothing
thing.
Else happening.
We hadn't seen him have to do it by himself,
saying.
No. That's out of the game. I'm talking about where the offense is tailored around him. Like, the offense changes when LeBron goes out. But, I mean, the game plan is Kyrie, where he can go out there and
He just ain't showed me he does nothing defensively, and he will not pass the ball.
And Chris Paul has what?
He's just taking a step back to me.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I'll take John Wall over both of them if you ask me.
Really?
I will. Today, yes, I will.
Well, the way he showed up.
I'll take John Wall over
both. I'll take.
Yeah, well, he shows
so now,
he disappeared in that last game.
Well, you know, man, we can all nitpick moments.
Right, but that's when you got to show. You know,
you're high grade,
when
high
it's
grade.
Time to show, just like James Harden did.
Yeah.
You cannot disappear in those
so
moments.
Would you drop James Harden down on the list?
Exactly.
I got to drop him. I got to drop him. I'm just being real.
Oh, buddy.
I got to drop him.
So one moment makes you drop people.
One game. The biggest game.
Hold on. He did it in the NBA Finals.
In 2011, I agree.
So it ain't like he ain't done it before.
But he was young, though. Yeah,
come on, give him a little bit of
a break. Well, look, how about this? Otto Porter is being offered the
man, please. Come on. Ain't no way in God. I would not spend nobody's money. $106 million for Otto Porter. Are you out of your mind? Those are franchises that will never win. I don't care.
You're not trying to win.
Sacramento.
You're not trying to win.
Yeah.
You cannot be serious. $106 million for Otto Porter?
Yeah.
Man, well, who's crazier, though? Like the Nets or the Kings for offering him that? Or the Wizards that are going to match it?
The Wizards.
Yeah, the Wizards. He's making more money than John Wall.
Hey, whoever signs him, we're going to call that you just got John Cuncat.
No. You big dummy next week.
Ain't no way in the world. I know he had a great 3-point shooting year.
No, he had a good season. Don't poo poo on it.
I say he had a great one. Yeah. One of the best. But come on, man, $106 million for Otto Porter.
Hold on now. This is I'm gonna throw this back to you, D. Will. You got to give me at least one more year showing me that.
Like, and here's my thing, and that's where I was going with it. I believe Otto Porter can develop. He has all the signs and tools to be a next level player in the NBA. But if I'm Sacramento, where I have nothing on my roster, I'm not making Otto Porter my guy.
Absolutely not.
It's one call I'm making, and that's to Uber to help him get his stuff to the airport.
There it is.
I'm not paying him $106 million.
Especially not if I'm Washington.
No.
He's going to be making more money than John Wall.
Ain't no way.
John got 128.
Yeah,
got
but I don't care. I'm not going to spend that on the three players like that.
Yeah.
Wall, him, and Bill. Come on, that's I'm not trying to win.
That's $300 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Say that money go out to Boogie or AD.
Yeah. I agree. All right, man, we're going to take a real one-minute break. When we come back, we're going to wrap this thing up. Baby, you listen to Sports Roundtable, srtradio.com.
We'll be back with more Sports Roundtable on the Worldwide Radio Network.
Right now through July 9th, get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Increase your reward to $100 when you make a qualifying tire purchase with your new or existing CFNA credit card account. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Claim form required. Only certain tire lines are eligible and must be purchased from a participating Bridgestone retailer's inventory May 4th through July 9th. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank member FDIC expiration applies. The Bancorp Bank is not affiliated with CFNA credit card offer. CFNA offer subject to credit approval.
Does getting something flavorful and balanced on the table feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of meal planning so you can save time and have fun cooking and eating. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing and delicious menu. Then let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple 30-minute recipes that require minimal cleanup and cost less than $10 a meal. Go to HelloFresh.com/Emerald to get $20 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/Emerald.
Sports Roundtable. The pressure's still on LeBron because now a lot more people are buying into this chasing Michael Jordan's ghost thing.
Right.
His legacy's on the line, and no MVP has ever lost five finals. Well, no one who didn't play for the Boston Celtics or is James Jones has been to seven straight finals.
On the Worldwide Radio Network, 1100 AM.
We're back. Sports Roundtable, thanks for tuning in to the hottest sports show on radio. The SRT crew is in the building. We're live in Atlanta, overlooking Atlantic Station, and we got this NBA talk. And we talked earlier in the hot news that Gordon Hayward signs with Boston. Boston are constantly trying to make room for him by saying that they renounce Kelly Olynyk.
They renounce Kelly Olynyk. They also... I had it on the website, but
yeah, it's on the website.
They're also going. They also renounced two other players, Jordan Mickey and another player. But they're also shopping Jay Crowder, Avery Bradley, and
they
Marcus Smart.
Avery Bradley,
yeah,
really? Wow, House might need to get in on that.
I'm telling
that's a sleeper. But anyway, let's talk about this. Let's real quick because we got to wrap it up. Hancock. How does this Gordon Hayward signing affect Boston, the East, and Cleveland?
Well, it affects Boston the way they are the defending conference champion. So, like I said, the roster has to be tweaked some because I think they got too many of the same players. I don't think they challenge Cleveland for the conference, but to win the conference, because I just don't think they're constructed right. And there's a lot of teams that are going to be falling by the wayside when we look. You know, Indiana will be probably out of the playoffs. Chicago out. Detroit will probably move up in there. Charlotte, we don't know what they might be. So, I mean, the East, to me, is kind of like, it might be fun to watch because you don't know what's going to happen besides we know Cleveland will be there and Celtics. So, I think the Celtics will contend and probably push Cleveland more than they did last year.
Okay.
If they can, like I said, they can move a couple of those identical players.
Right.
That's the thing. And I wouldn't put it past this whole year not seeing one of those guys out of New Orleans come to the Celtics. I wouldn't be surprised if Ainge finally gets off some of those picks and packages some of those players and either go get Boogie or go get AD.
AD. D-Will, your thoughts on Boston and how this signing, as of today, you know, not we can't really predict, right. But as of today, how do you think that affects the East and Cleveland?
I don't think it affects Cleveland much because I still think Cleveland's the better team. I believe, you know, it helps Boston a lot.
They just get one more game against Cleveland?
Yeah, 4-2. Michael 4-2.
You don't think Cleveland to slide some this year with their roster?
As currently constructed, no, because what have they won or lost? They hadn't really – they didn't get any draft picks. The only person they added was Jose Calderon, who was a former Hawk. But other than that, they still got the same roster.
They were trying to shop Shumpert. They were trying to shop Shumpert to Houston.
But my thing is –
they haven't gotten any better. You don't think that staying pat with a Yod, some of those players are kind of old.
Yeah.
Richard Jefferson.
He's coming back. We just got through talking about him playing against
but you know,
Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah, he looked like he needed playing.
He looked good, though. I understand he's old, but they're going to have to make some move. They're not done. We know they're not. They can't be because we know Darren Williams washed up. You replace him with a Jose Calderon. So they got moves to make, but I still think, like I say, whenever you touch the floor, you have the two best players on the floor on both teams. I still think it's going to be hard for them to compete with Cleveland.
Pau Gasol, a restricted free agent. Which team can he help at this point in this stage of his career?
You don't think he's going back to San Antonio?
I think he's going back.
He's going back?
I think so.
The $16 million he was going to be due, they're going to still give him that, but probably over 2 years.
Yeah, I think that's where he's going. I think he'll stay there. I think they need to shop Aldridge. Honestly, Kawhi has proved that he's the alpha. And I think if you can get something, I don't think Aldridge fits Popovich. I don't think he fits San Antonio. So I think moving him, and I even heard some things about him maybe moving back to Portland.
Portland, yeah.
So
I've heard that too.
Yeah, so I think that's the move for San Antonio to get him out of there.
Now, one of the things that we actually talked about, at least me myself talked about, restricted free agent Jonathan Simmons, hearing rumors that the Hawks could match whatever the qualifying offer is that San Antonio would actually offer him, and it's around $9 million per year. So we're talking about 3-27, mm-hmm. 4-36, something like that. Would you be opposed to a Jonathan Simmons for $9 million a year?
I think he'd be a good bench player for him. I mean, I don't think he's a starter in this league, to be honest with you. But I think he's quality. I think he can finish some games for you, off the bench. I mean, the Hawks need players, and they need players that can fit whatever Bud's system is. And coming from San Antonio, I'm sure he'll be familiar with what Bud does. So I wouldn't be opposed to him coming and being a part of the franchise. I think he'd be a good pickup.
Did you think $9 million good? You would pay $9 million for Jonathan Simmons?
I believe Jonathan Simmons is worth $9 million, especially for a team like the Hawks, who like to say needs players. And he showed last year he's capable of not only being a hard nosed blue collar defensive guy. He showed the ability to score the basketball, and not only score the basketball off the dribble, but he knocked down the 3-point shot.
He did.
So he showed he has versatility to his game. So to come to a team like the Hawks where he will be able to grow and actually show that game, because they would put the ball in his hand some and he would be asked to do more offensively. So I believe that's a good price for him. And like I say, if he comes here and does well, his next contract going to be real.
So how would he and Prince coexist? That's the only thing.
I'm not sure how.
Because Prince came on last
year. Yeah, he did. But Jonathan Simmons averaged 24 points a game after Kawhi went out. To your point, he can score more.
Now, it is interesting that, the Hawks may be able to offer him $9 million, but there are reports that the Knicks reached out to Jonathan Simmons, so they're going to pay him like 14.
Yeah, they're going to the bank. Yeah, he won't be here then.
Yeah, that's true. Jay Crowder. Hawks has been rumored for a possible trade for Jay Crowder. How do you think he would fit into the Hawks rebuild or reset or whatever you want to call it?
You need somebody to help defend LeBron. And he at least gives you a big physical presence that will defend. I mean, nobody stops LeBron. But at least you get a guy in there that's that's not afraid to match up and try to play him. So, I mean, in this league, you need people that 3-and-D got.
Yeah.
And I understand all of these scenarios are hypothetical, but here's the thing. Who's going to score the basketball for the Hawks? Like, we're getting a lot of, like you say, like Hancock just said, 3-and-D guys, but who's going to actually be the guy that's going to put the ball in the hole? Who's going to be the offensive guy? Who's going to be the Kyrie?
They don't have a
Tim Hardaway Jr. Right.
Tim, and they're going to have to overpay to keep Tim Hardaway Jr. And that's just like Otto Porter. You see what I'm saying?
What was the qualified offer? Did they even disclose that?
Wasn't it 5.5?
For Tim Hardaway Jr.?
Yeah.
Let me check.
That's crazy.
I thought it was around 5, son.
A year?
Yeah. But I think somebody's going to give him a little more than that.
I was going to say, I thought he was going to be around that 9.
Yeah. I don't think it was much more than 4 or 5 a year.
From the Hawks?
Well, I
agree from the Hawks' perspective. Yeah, I don't think
Slink wanted to get caught up in contracts right now. He's trying to position to get draft picks.
All right, Sactown. Let's go to Sactown real quick. They starting clean, starting new. De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hill, who else did they get?
They got Justin Jackson.
Yeah, Justin Jackson and Zach Randolph. So, how do you – and, well, they got Rudy Gay still on the roster.
And George Hill. George Hill.
So, how do you think that situation is going to work out for Zach?
Look, I look at their roster. We just went through a few of them. De'Aaron Fox, Justin Jackson, Harry Giles, Frank Mason. All these names were stars on their teams. Or at least Harry Giles was – supposed to be.
He was projected number one
pick. Exactly. So they have young talent now if they can be coached. And the thing about it, playing in Sacramento, nobody will see him anyway. But, I mean, you got a hard-nosed player like Zach Randolph is going to teach people how to be pros.
Right.
You know, you got George Hill, which is a great player to come in there for De'Aaron Fox to kind of learn and, you know, understand NBA basketball. So, I like at least the direction they're going in. I wish those players were here. I wish the Hawks had these type of players.
That's good. G, you had some?
$4.6 million for Tim Hardaway Jr.
That's what I thought.
So really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's out of here. He's gone.
Well, they can match it, though.
Well, I'm saying, if they're offering him $4.6 million, they're not going to match 10. You understand what I'm saying?
No, they qualify for that, but teams can offer whatever they want.
The Knicks are going to offer 14.
Yeah, and they're not going to match that.
Exactly.
All right, man, that'll do it for the show. Want to give a shout-out to all our loyal listeners, everybody on Facebook Live. Shout-out to the crew. But once again, it was a banger. Thanks for coming in. Thanks, D-Will, for the You Big Dummy. G-Money, thanks for your extra credit. You learn something each and every week in doing that. And Hancock, that passion with Otto Porter, I think that's going to be a drop pretty soon. So I want to thank all of you guys, and thanks Facebook Live and all of our loyal listeners. And keep listening to us, man. Check out our podcast. If you missed the show, please go to srtradio.com. Go to podcast and re-listen to the show. It is fun each and every week. And also, shout out to moms. RIP, mom. Love you. That cooking, I tell you, I'm losing weight because you. Yeah. That's all I got to say. All right, Han.
Yeah, shout out to everybody on Facebook that followed us and all the people that listen to our show every week. Shout out to my wife. I made her mad yesterday. I'm sorry, baby. I apologize in front of all Atlanta. I'm sorry, Mr. Vero. I'll be good next time. But anyway, follow your boy at Sports Superhero on Twitter. And I don't know the rest of them, but check me out. I'm getting better.
IG.
thanks for everybody listening in Atlanta and around the world, including Tokyo. Konnichiwa. You want to follow me on social media? I'm at G Plays It Cool on Instagram. You can also follow my music podcast, By the Time You Hear This, at bythetimeyouhearthis.com. And also shout out to Mom and Dad. Mom, thanks for the sausage links and beans. I had dinner yesterday and tonight, so thank you.
There you go. All right, D-Will.
Shout out to my wife. What up, Hero? Shout out to my crew, K9 Gang. Also, man, follow me on IG, man. Follow my t-shirts, Real Talk Tees, at underscore Real Talk Tees. That's at underscore Real Talk Tees. Go buy a t-shirt from me. Anything you want, go buy one. I will make what you want at realtalktees.bigcartel.com. Also, follow my personal page. I am Coach K9. That's I am Coach Kez and King in the number 9. And on Facebook, my government name. Holler at me. Let's keep the conversation going.
All right, man. One more shout out, man. Thanks to Onyx, Big Boy Cigars. We had a blast on this past Friday. Shout out to the Jewel of Sports. He came through and represented. Shout out to everybody who came through and got one of them good old sticks. Big Boy Cigars, here to stay, baby. And for all y'all new listeners and Facebook onlookers, this is how we end the show. Hey, let's roll.
Boogie, I'm headed home, baby.
They call me Coach because I teach you how to fall.
And it's your main man, H.O. from Bankhead. R.I.P. Mom, R.I.P. B.C. And if you love the show,
tell a friend.
And if you didn't,
I don't put it. Hell no.
And we out. Peace.